I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World on a Friday. Thanks for making it. We start today with a couple of stories from our Across Women's Lives desk, both about the fight for women's rights in the Middle East. In a few minutes, we'll tell you about Iran's Girls of Revolution Street, but first to another movement, a campaign and a hashtag called Not Your Habibti. That's Arabic for sweetheart. Palestinian-American artist and activist Yasmin Mjali is behind the project. So you started this project last October, and it began in an intriguing way. You set up a table with a typewriter in downtown Ramallah in front of a banner that read, "Do not stay silent on harassment." Now, that banner is obviously speaking to women. What did you want women to do?
I was encouraging them to share their very personal stories of sexual harassment and street harassment in a very public space.
And in the West Bank, I gather that the typewriter itself is a powerful symbol. Can you explain that?
The typewriter in Palestinian territories is used to type up travel permits. So any Palestinian living in the West Bank or Gaza looking to leave the territories to travel into the rest of the world or to enter into Israel must apply for permits for the right to movement. And so these permits are actually still to this day typed up on Hebrew typewriters. And so I've taken the typewriter as a motif for this right to movement so that when women come forward to me and dictate their stories of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and I take them down, it is in its own way sort of permitting them their right to movement again after being emotionally, hopefully emotionally freed.
So you encourage women to type these stories on this typewriter. Did they write them anonymously?
Yes, there were very, very few women who were willing to speak, even if they had only given a first name. Every single story I've received has been given anonymously.
So Yasmin, what inspired you to start this project?
So I was inspired by my own experience with street harassment and sexual harassment, coming from a very small town in the United States and moving back to my roots here in Palestine. I wasn't really quite prepared for the sexual harassment that I'd endured upon moving to Palestine. And so I realized that as it had become a daily norm as I went about my business, I had sort of started to tolerate it, brush it under the rug and think this is normal. So I would keep my eyes down and my mouth shut as it would happen to me, realizing that as I kept doing this, I was in some silent way only reinforcing the idea that it was okay. And so I decided that it was time to start some sort of movement and a social dialogue around ways that we can lift it out of the shadows and start discussing, first of all, why it's an issue and then how we can start tackling the issue.
Was your Not Your Habibti movement kind of sparked by the Me Too movement?
Actually, no. The Me Too movement happened just about the same week that the Not Your Habibti movement had started. It was actually perfectly timed coincidence.
And how would you say Not Your Habibti is different from Me Too?
I think it's different in a few ways. Because Me Too started initially as a hashtag, the number of times that the hashtag was used was meant to illustrate just how widespread and how common and how universal the harassment was. Whereas Not Your Habibti did not start as a hashtag. It was this socially engaged art project on the streets in which women were invited to come forward and share personal stories. And so even though Not Your Habibti stories were far fewer in number, they were different in that they were very personal rather than just sort of this hashtag without a story attached to it.
So Yasmin, what have you done with the accounts that were typed up, these accounts of harassment that were typed up? Who's read them?
Many people have read them. I can't say for sure as they're all online at the moment. Well, not all. A good number of them are online. I'm hesitant to share all of them because it's an ongoing series. And the idea is that at the end of the series, they will be displayed in an exhibition that will be exhibited in Rome, New York, Krakow, and of course, Ramallah. So at this point, it's young women, it's mothers who've read this and actually shared it with their daughters, Palestinians here in Palestine, Palestinians in the diaspora, and Arabs living all over. I've received messages from women who've read these stories from all over.
Are you trying to engage Palestinian men on this issue as well?
Yes, and I do so in different ways. So Not Your Habibti is designed just for women because especially here in Palestine, as soon as a man is in the scene, in the environment, a woman, just by sheer subconscious training, is quiet and will not open up. But under my other projects like Dear Mr. Prime Minister and Waed, my third typewriter project, I invite both genders to come forward, because those are the stories that are sent to the prime minister. And I think it's more powerful when those letters and opinions come from our society as a whole, rather than just half of the society.
I mean, this is a pretty sensitive topic for Palestinians, and you're Palestinian American. Do you get any flack for kind of bringing this up in such a public way?
I do. Such issues of sexual harassment and really any gender-based issues are taboo. I've had women themselves come up to me and say that you should not be trying to tackle gender-based issues. We have an occupation to be dealing with. So I receive flack for, I guess, maybe ignoring what others see as the larger issue. And I do as well, because to deviate from the norm and to call attention to what are these subliminal social issues dubs me as a bad girl of the Arab world.
Yasmin Njali, a Palestinian artist who lives in Ramallah on the West Bank, she's calling attention to sexual harassment among Palestinians under the Not Your Habibti hashtag. Yasmin, thanks for being with us.
Sure thing. Thanks so much.